From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Bahrain's Crown Prince is in Washington today. He's here for a series of meetings with President Obama and senior government officials. The visit comes just days after Bahrain lifted a state of emergency. The law was imposed after anti-government protests broke out in the Persian Gulf nation. The Crown Prince is seen as a moderate figure, and NPR's Jackie Northam reports that his visit is being handled with the utmost delicacy.
Considering his position within the royal family of an important U.S. ally, the visit by Crown Prince Salman bin Hamad Al Khalifa was decidedly low-key and with no fanfare. His meeting with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was listed as to be determined. There was no official appointment scheduled on President Obama's calendar. Stephen Cook, a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, says it's not wholly surprising that Salman's visit is being downplayed.
The Crown Prince is not the head of state or head of government, but I think what it does indicate that this is an incredibly awkward moment in Bahraini-U.S. relations. And I think it is reflective of the fact that the White House is not sure how things are going to go in Bahrain.
For the Obama administration, Bahrain has been a tug of war between democratic values and national security ever since protesters took to the streets of the tiny island kingdom in mid-February. The primarily Sunni government has cracked down hard on the demonstrators, mostly from the majority Shiite population, who are calling for reforms. But Bahrain is also home to the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet. President Obama singled out Bahrain for human rights abuses during a speech on the Middle East last month. But for the most part, the administration has used quiet diplomacy to pressure the Bahraini government. Crown Prince Salman is seen as a progressive member of the royal family and in favor of a national dialogue to resolve the crisis in Bahrain. Stephen Cook again.
I think there's an opportunity for the administration to have a conversation about what's going to happen to support Salman, but realizing that he's not in control there. It's his father and the appointed prime minister, who's a hardliner, who happens to be the crown prince's uncle.
Bahrain's King Hamad has made concessions in recent days, lifting the two-month state of emergency and reaching an agreement with some opposition leaders to launch a dialogue. The White House says President Obama welcomed that decision. The president told Crown Prince Salman the U.S. was a long-standing partner of Bahrain and that it believes the stability of Bahrain depends on respect for the universal rights of its people, including the right to free speech and peaceful assembly. State Department spokesman Mark Toner says the concessions by the king are important first steps by Bahrain's government.
The only way forward for Bahrain is to engage in dialogue, and we commend the government of Bahrain for taking these steps to create a more conducive environment for that dialogue to take place.
But analysts say those concessions are incremental and that human rights abuses continue. Dozens of doctors and nurses who treated wounded protesters are now on trial, accused of helping the protesters in an attempt to overthrow the government. Jonathan Whittle has just returned from Bahrain, where he represented Doctors Without Borders.
The health facilities are being used as a bait, basically. So if someone, a protester, is injured in the streets, they go to the health facility. The health facilities, the hospitals, have all been given directives to report patients to the police. So they get reported and then potentially arrested.
Whittle says a local employee of Doctors Without Borders was severely beaten and detained several weeks ago. No information about his condition or his whereabouts have been given by the Bahraini authorities. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.